This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, October 21st. God's word to you today is staying power. Our scripture reading is taken from John 16, verse 1, and it says, I have told you these things so that you won't abandon your faith. We cannot thank God enough for the transformation we're experiencing through His Word and study in our book of John. God is not done with us yet. Amen. If you could ask God one question right now, what would it be? Our anchor text for the next few days is John 16, verses 1 to 33. Please read. This was just a few hours to Gethsemane, where Jesus was to be arrested. And he spent his time encouraging his disciples. And in John 17, Jesus spent the time praying for them. So he started by encouraging them heavily. As they approached Gethsemane, things became really tense, that Jesus himself was burdened. In fact, the scriptures say, like unto death, and he was in anguish of soul. If the light, the one that they looked up to for encouragement, was in anguish of soul, then you can imagine how the others must have been feeling. John 16, verse 1 says, I have told you these things so that you won't abandon your faith. The words you're going to hear over the next few days are to strengthen you, so that you would not abandon your faith when you encounter challenges. There will be challenges, and the word of God you have been soaking in your personal time with God, in life groups, and at weekly and weekend fellowships in church, are to strengthen you. Jesus was telling them what will happen to them on the last day to inoculate them from stumbling. It is like when parents take children to get flu shots. Taking the jab is usually unpleasant for the children, but it will help them survive that time. The truth Jesus was telling his disciples was unpleasant, but he knew that they needed to hear it, so that they would not abandon their faith. John 16 verse 1 says, I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. This is according to the New Revised Standard Version. The word for stumbling in this reference is the Greek word skandalizo. It is from this root word that the English words scandalize and scandal were derived. The stumbling, skandalizo, literally means to trip somebody over, to make the person fall. Please read Isaiah 8 verse 14 and Romans 9 verse 33. Jesus did not want his disciples to stumble at this rock of offense. He did not want them to get offended or for it to become a problem for them in the days to come. Jesus says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16 verse 2 says, for you will be expelled from the synagogues, and the time is coming when those who kill you will think they are doing a holy service for God. Remember the story of the man in John 9 verse 22 that Jesus healed, but his parents were afraid of being expelled from the synagogue. Also in John 12 verse 42, we saw that some of the Pharisees and religious leaders actually believed in Jesus, but they were afraid of being expelled from the synagogue. So what is this thing about being expelled from the synagogue, and why is it so strong? We'll drill down on this in tomorrow's devotional by God's grace. Let us pray. Father, I am depending on you to keep me from stumbling. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.